Was ever a man so grateful to look on the desert of Eidolon as we of the Cadmean 409th? As barren and hateful as it was, as deadly and infested with foul things, to us, it was as welcome as if we had walked into the verdant forests of our homeworld. We knew this jubilation would not last long. Nowhere on Eidolon was truly safe, and we were still in the shadow of the fortress.
My space marines can survive out here for as long as we need, but I fear the same cannot be said of your men, Colonel.
Indeed. The desert is the true prison. No doubt prisoners have escaped before and perished out here. But we may have hope. When we first arrived here, we captured a mutant, one of the few lucid ones. He told us of an oasis, a day's walk across the desert in the direction of the setting sun. Perhaps it was just a legend among the inmates. But if it is true, and if we are not pursued, we might head there and regroup.
Then we have a plan. Can your men handle such a trek?
They will have to, Captain. Those who cannot will be left behind. Eidolon has no compassion, and I fear we cannot either.
They say that in any desert in the galaxy, a man in the depths of privation might see mirages on the horizon. Eidolon's desert was no exception. But these were not just tricks of light and heat. The desert delighted in addling our minds and showing us impossible sights that would draw us from our path. I saw a city on the horizon, built from silver and glass, with towers that touched the sky. But as I watched, it rotted and crumbled away. One man saw his family left behind on Cadmea and ran out into the rocky waste to meet with them. He did not return. Another, wounded and bled half to death, died on the march, speaking of black feathered angels sweeping down to carry his soul away. Men spoke of a great eye in the night sky above them, of voices that called their name and repeated their secrets. Perhaps some of it was real. Who is to know what is illusion on a world like Eidolon?
Captain Leonatus, Lysander and I have sighted the oasis. It lies another hour's march to our northeast.
And it is no mirage?
No, Captain, we both saw it. And my captain?
Speak, Scout Novice.
You are wounded.
A shard from one of Lord Hexus's blades. It is lodged in my lower back. It causes me pain, but it does not slow me down. When we are safe and at rest, I can see about removing it. I have not spoken of it, because it does us little good for the guardsmen to think us mortal. We are more than just soldiers to them. We are the hand of the Emperor, reaching down to this world to save them. Never forget what a space marine means to a mere human. A little pain is nothing compared to what that gives us.
Of course, Captain. Lysander and I will secure the way. If the oasis is clear of enemies, we will have it secure within the hour.
It was not much of a haven by most standards. A depression in the desert floor, with pools of scummy water, stands of thorny trees and bushes hung with fibrous vines, and caves in the broken strata of the rock wall. Creatures like lizards mixed with insects scampered across the rocks at our approach, and carrion birds, which had followed us from the fortress to feed on our dead, circled above. But it was shelter, and the water, once boiled, was judged safe to drink. Those quick enough to catch a lizard even declared them edible, after a fashion. Quickly, the Janissaries set up camp with the few supplies they had grabbed in the flight from the cathedral, setting up a watch and tending to our wounded.
It may only be a matter of hours before we must move again, Captain. What is our next move?
We have heard tell of a caravan route further to our north. We were hoping to join it under the guise of pilgrims or wanderers and reach the nearest city where our quest guides us. Your men could join us, or you could try your luck away from the perils of this world's inhabitants in some deserted place. I will leave the choice to you. We must go on with our quest, but I cannot demand the same of your men.
I will speak with them. If we are not pursued, we might even be able to fortify this place. For now, though, I do not like the look of those caves. From what I have seen of this desert, there is likely to be something that has made them its home.
My blood angels and I can secure them. They do not look too extensive.
I can send some of my men with you.
Your men must rest. As you say, it may be the only chance they get for a while. A space marine can handle whatever might lie in wait.
Then I shall see to my wounded, Captain.
The Blood Angels had not suffered on the march as the men of the 409th had. It was a wonder to see them ready to fight at a second's notice, even after the Battle of Mool and the trek through the desert.